Hey, this is Tilda Swinton, and you're listening to Post Rock Paper Scissors.
Thank you.
Alright, welcome to Post-Rock Paper Scissors, the Sarmont here. Today is episode 145. It's going to be the first installment of our 2012 quarterly recap series. So basically this is going to be similar to our last year's recap series. We're going to spend a couple episodes throughout the year to go over some of the best tracks that came out in 2012. This episode is going to be dedicated to basically the tracks that came out between January to March of this year. So these aren't exactly the quote-unquote best tracks of the year so far, because I tried to come up with an episode that kind of, where all the songs kind of fit together. So I took that into consideration. And I'm also saving on to some tracks. Like, for example, I think Greg Haynes has the best track of the year so far, but I'm saving that for another episode, so you won't find that in today's episode. But nonetheless, I think we have a decent variety in today's episode. The playlist originally started off to be very ambient, but turned out to be very electronica instead. And the structure of today's show is a little weird compared to normal, but I'll get to that in a bit. Let's just go over with the first track that we played so far. So we opened off today's show with probably the heaviest track in today's episode. It was by Page Lost, who are a post-rock band from Sweden. They've been around since about 2005. And this track that we played by them was called Terrain. It's off their new album called Key. That is, I believe, their fifth record to date, and their first since 2009. And it's a good album. I think their EP titled Yes I Am is probably still my favorite of theirs. But this track, I think, is excellent. I think it's basically this year's equivalent of Reino Paino by Mogwai from last year. Anyway, we'll move into this next block right here. So like I said, there's only one block in today's show. The reason for it was basically that everything fit together. This is pretty much like 36 minutes of electronica. It starts off really upbeat and dancey and then sort of fades into more down-tempo stuff. So there are seven tracks in this block. The first one is going to be by The New Law, and it's called Get Your Gun. Thank you. Welcome back. Let's go over what we played right there. So, like we mentioned, there were 7 tracks in that block. So, the first track that we played was by The New Law, who are a duo from Seattle, who make kind of trip-hop electronica. This track that we played was called Get Your Gun, and it's off their album called The Fifth Year Storm, which was their third record to date. And that was a pretty badass track with some sweet saxophones on it. Following that, we played a track by John Talabat, who I didn't know anything about him before this, but I guess he's a house musician from Barcelona. And apparently he's very popular, because when I was doing my research, this guy had way more fans than anybody else in this podcast, so which was interesting because I'd never heard of him. And what's even more interesting is that this track that we played, which was called Deepak Ini, which is off his album Finn, this is his debut album. He's never released a full-length album before this, so I was surprised that he was so popular. But anyway, that was a pretty hypnotic track right there that we played by him. And then following that, we probably played the most dancey, upbeat track in the show by Errors, who are a kind of a synthy instrumental rock band from Glasgow. They make, well, if you like post-rock that's dancey, you can listen to Errors. The track that we played right there was called Pleasure Palaces, and it's off their new album called Have Some Faith in Magic, which I believe is their fourth record to date, so they've been around for a little bit. And following that, we played a track by Shlomo, who is kind of a wonky glitch hop artist from Los Angeles. And this track that we played right there was called When You, which was the second track off his new Vacation EP. And he's a more recent artist. He's been around since 2009, and he's released a couple of records since then. So after that, we played a track by Stumbleen, who is a, I think this is just one guy from the UK who makes kind of dreamy, down-tempo electronica music. That track that we played right there was called Be True. It's the opening track off his new record called Drifting Youth, which is his third record to date. And like Shlomo, he's pretty new. I think he's been around since 2010, maybe. But really nice, dreamy, lo-fi stuff right there. Following that, we played a track by Sun Glitters, who is kind of a wonky chillwave artist from Luxembourg. And we played Sun Glitters in the Drive episode, so the name might sound a little familiar there. The track we played was called High. It's off his new EP called High, which is, I think, his second record to date. He's even newer to the scene than Stumbleen and Shlomo, because he's been only around since last year. But anyway, I really enjoy that track. I always listen to his music when I'm at the gym, because for some reason it has a nice rhythm to it. So anyway, we ended off that block with the most ambient track right there by Oren Ambarchi, who is kind of a ambient drone artist from Sydney, Australia. And that track right there was just this really delicate ambient glitchiness with this really awesome choral kind of vocals over it. Really great track. It was called Salt, and it's the opening track off his record called Audience of One, which is a four-track album that's out this year. And the fan favorite, I think, of his from that album is probably the second track, but it is 32 minutes long. So I went with Salt right there. And Oren Ambarchi has been around since the late 90s, so he has a lot of records under his belt. Anyway, before we jump into this last block, I just want to mention that the next episode in our curated series is going to be with Ali Arni, who is also known as Usmal and Nuo Juva, and he's a pretty awesome Finnish artist. And after that, we're probably going to move away from the cinema series for a while, because I have another few episodes in mind, so look forward to that, I guess. But anyway, let's jump into this last block right here. The reason why I say block is because it's going to be two tracks, and it's going to be about 16 minutes long. I rarely ever put two tracks together for the final block, but I think these fit very well together. So anyway, the first track is going to be by a Japanese kind of post-rock slash modern classical group called Anoise. And this track is called Ripple. It's off their new album called The Black Rain, which is their third record and their first since 2008. So they've been away for quite a while. And they make really beautiful modern classical meets post-rock music. So sometimes it's really ambient, sometimes it builds up. It's good stuff. And following that, we're going to play a track by Alpha Kawu, who is someone that I have no idea who he is. All I know is his name is Alfino Cowan, and he's an ambient artist. This is the only record that he's ever released, and if you Google him, you won't find much. I think he has like 20 Facebook fans, so he's very new to the scene. This track we're going to play is called Kawu Sun, and it is quite a beautiful track. It's just one vocal track looped over and over again on top of some really delicate ambience. and it's off his new album called Cryogenic Time, which is his debut. And it's a little hit and miss. It's 75 minutes long, so it's expected to be a little hit or miss. But there's lots of potential considering this is his debut. So anyway, sorry about the long talking break right there. We'll jump into this last block. The first track, again, is by Anoise, and it's called Ripple. And then that's followed by Alpha Kawu with Kawu Sun.